Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Says, hi, Ben and Nathan. I started studying in earnest in July. My reading comprehension and logical reasoning have been close to perfect from the beginning. I consistently score between minus zero and minus two for each section. Okay, that's where I was too. When I started my prep, I really didn't miss questions on reading comp or LR. A few. More than I would miss now, or more than I missed by the time I was done with my prep. You know, a little bit of prep and I was able to clean up those mistakes. Games, however, says Anonymous, have been a serious uphill battle. I have slowly worked my way up to consistently managing three perfect games per timed section. However, my progress seems to be stalling out. I have been stuck at this point for more than a month. That also sounds like me when I was prepping. Games for me was the most difficult section. I think I started at like two games and then I got it up to three games and then I kept practicing. I can't remember whether I had a plateau or not. Eventually, I started cracking that fourth game. A month doesn't sound like very long to be stuck at that spot, though, does it?
No, some people are stuck there much longer.
On a good day, says Anonymous, if I pick up a couple of extra points with guesses on the fourth game, and if I miss zero on both RC and LR, my practice test scores can be as high as 175. However, this weakness in games means I am vulnerable to frequently scoring near the bottom of my PT range, 167 to 169. My question is, should I keep fighting with the games? You know, given the background that the games are no longer as of August of 2024. Anonymous says, it seems clear that without games, I have a good chance of scoring north of 175, given my consistent strength in the other two sections. On the other hand, that puts a lot of pressure on the August and September tests. Oh, for someone who clearly wants to apply this cycle.
This coming cycle, yeah.
Yep. More broadly, how do I know when I've reached my potential? Given my lifelong weakness in visuospatial reasoning, I feel that I will never reach the velocity required to do four games accurately in 35 minutes. That being the case, is it stupid to keep pushing on this when I can take the test without them in August? I don't like the idea of giving up, but perhaps I'm making this harder than it needs to be. I guess I would have to say here, you know, what documentation do you have of a lifelong weakness in visuospatial reasoning?
Yeah, is this self-reinforcing, right? You believe this, you're struggling with games, so now you stop, and then therefore you don't do as well because you stopped.
Also, do you have a diagnosis? Because if you have a diagnosis from any kind of a doctor, that 35-minute requirement shouldn't apply to you anymore.
Sure.
I mean, you say a lifelong weakness in this type of reasoning. I would just want to know if you've ever seen any kind of a doctor about it.
Yeah.
Psychologist, psychiatrist, any kind of a physician. I mean, fuck, like an optometrist. Because if you could get a note written, you very likely would qualify for 53 minutes or 70 minutes or whatever you wanted to get these accommodations. And if you got the accommodations, you would clearly be perfect on the games, right? This is somebody who's never going to miss a question on the games if you gave them 53 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is another solution. I mean, it might not be too late for you to apply for accommodations and take the February test.
Well, we have a lot of time now between November and February, let alone April and June. It seems like this person is going to be primed to keep pushing ahead. If they get accommodations, maybe that solves the problem overnight. But if not, plan on taking tests on both sides of the wall. Take two tests, April and June, with games. Take two tests without games. Because by April, I think even if you don't get accommodations, your games are still going to be astronomically better than they are now. I think you're going to keep making progress. You did so well from the beginning. You're also a person who's probably going to feel like a month is an extraordinarily long amount of time. You're like,
me. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. This person sounds like they're scoring basically like this is Nathan Fox in late 2006 when I was preparing for my February 2007 test.
Mm-hmm.
And I was great at LR. I was great at reading comp. I sucked at the games, but I didn't suck like super suck. It wasn't like I was getting one game. I was getting, you know, two games when I started, and I got that up to three games. And then it was like, man, how am I ever going to make it through? Like this question about velocity, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I broke through, I really broke through. Like where on my official test, I did all four games in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I literally sat there for 15 minutes because I was done and I didn't double check. It was like, no, I wouldn't have answered those questions if I didn't know that I was answering them correctly. Mm-hmm. It was first game in 5 minutes, second game in 5 minutes, third game in 5 minutes, fourth game in 5 minutes. Shit, this is too easy. Mm-hmm. And that is where someone like this, someone with this profile. Yeah. A month from now, you might be there. A month from now, you might be like, oh no, games is now my strongest section.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know the first thing I said was, hey, have you considered getting accommodations? That's a very easy fix. Even if you decide that that's not the path for you. Yeah. I still think, you know, it's certainly too soon to just give up on the games and the games. It is a pretty big opportunity for those who are able to unlock them. And if you want to go to law school starting in 2024, I would recommend getting started taking the LSAT. Yeah, I would not wait for the August.
In
2025, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, if you want to apply in 2024 to start in 2025, then I think it is too risky to wait for the August and September tests. As Anonymous points out, it would put an awful lot of pressure on August and September. If you were just like, oh no, I'm going to wait until the games go away. I won't take the official LSAT until August and then hopefully apply right away. That's a high pressure way to do it. So I like Ben's approach. Take it in April with games, take it in June with games. And then you've still got three more chances at it. August and depending when they offer tests in the fall, but it'll probably be September and what, October and or November.
Yeah.
You'll have multiple chances in the fall to take it, but I probably would take it a time or two with the game.
Great. Good luck. Keep us posted. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT Law School admissions news. Thanks for listening.